Good morning, a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I want to start this morning with a clarification. We spoke yesterday about your column in the Berkshire Edge where you noted that the GE Foundation is ending its matching gifts program, which we mentioned yesterday, and I just wanted to clarify that that program is continuing for its current employees. We got a note about it. I want to make sure we're very clear. It is continuing for current employees. The program is ending for retirees, effective April 16th. The, of course, issue is, as we noted, that many nonprofits benefit from the matching grant programs.
That's right. The matching grant program, David, for retirees. I have made that very plain in the coming week's column. And it is too bad for the not-for-profits. It will hurt them quite badly in some cases. And they are not the only company that's doing it, but it is happening. And again, we want to emphasize it's for retirees, not for everybody.
Well, from there, let's talk about the markets as they react to the coronavirus, and we're seeing the markets now plunging as a result. We don't know yet if it will go into a worldwide pandemic, but it's certainly growing, and you can see the markets reacting, and that certainly influences the coming election.
Look, there's no question we have a worldwide economy, and that American capitalists have gone to China, where they get a better deal on labor than if they were doing it here in America. This is one of the things that has been so disturbing to so many labor people and to others who think it's just not right. Anyway, it started in China, and now it's all over the place. The United States has had some cases. The president went a little bit nutsy yesterday, saying that people who had the virus who were on the ship should not be returned to the United States. But of course they are. So it is something that everybody has to be aware of. The president goes to Congress trying to make sure that while it's on his watch, he's facing a re-election prospect, that he's not going to get blamed for not having done enough. He goes to Congress. He asks them for over $1 billion to control this thing. And the Congress, for its part, has been making similar noises. I don't think anybody's going to want to be on the wrong side of the preparation issue here, David.
Yeah, just picking up on that, the WHO itself said that countries aren't ready for a pandemic. Alan, I mean, they're closing schools in some spots till April. What happens to an election itself, I hate to think of it, if this pandemic really occurs?
Well, that's right. Look, we know that this president has phonily, if such a word exists, talked about rigged elections and that the Democrats are rigging things. But we all know that at the risk of his staying in office, there is always the potential for him to say one thing or another would mean that the elections are called off. Do I think that that's going to happen? I do not. But based on his track record up until now, anything could happen.
Speaking of health, the administration continuing to exact a certain amount, I guess we could say, of revenge against New York, canceling an $8 billion health care grant to the state. The governor out yesterday, not happy, obviously, about what's happening between him, the president, and the state of New York. If there's one area that you'd think should be beyond politics, he said, it's health care. Interestingly enough, he said that in a news conference in the Red Room. These are needy New Yorkers. They're primarily senior citizens who are hurt.
So there you go. You have a press conference, first of all. That's news in itself in the Red Room, as opposed to an interview with me, which gets out. We know that at least one reporter said that nobody should quote anything that happens on WAMC between me and the governor. That's a disgrace, of course, and I'm not going to forget about it. In the meantime, he did meet with them. It's so important that the press corps as a whole gets a chance to ask their questions. I can just say that it is true that this president knows he's not going to get New Yorkers' votes. Now he'll get even fewer. He may get them in the North Country up there, where at least Stefanik holds sway. But he's going to lose quite badly in New York, and he wants to punish New York. He wants to punish Massachusetts. He wants to punish California, and he will continue to do so. It just shows you what happens when a tyrant takes hold.
We have seen the attack on immigrants who use public benefits. That took effect on Monday. The new guidelines that disqualify more people from green cards if they use government benefits is prompting droves of immigrants to drop government social services.
Well, let's face it. When people come to the United States, they need as much help as they can get. My grandfather sold, I've been told, seltzer. He would carry big, heavy seltzer cases around to tenements. We had to work very, very hard, as so many contemporary immigrants are. There weren't the present social services, but that's what social services are for. If you're here, you're supposed to get some help. Obviously, this president does not want immigrants in this country. He doesn't want it because it's part of a Keep America White program. The idea is if people, Hispanics and others, are coming across borders, or people of color are coming here, they will add to the majority of blacks and Hispanics. that will soon be, if not present, a majority of Americans. So the idea is you keep them out and you do everything to discourage them from coming. This is just one more example.
Democrats, of course, in South Carolina for a debate tonight, picking up on some of the stories now about Bernie Sanders and his 60 Minutes interview where he made comments on Fidel Castro, in which he said it's unfair to simply say everything is bad about Castro. That's got some Floridians and Cuban Americans upset in the Latino community there.
Well, David, we know something about all of this. We know that in Florida, the older immigrants from Castro's Cuba are furiously anti-Castro. Now, their children, not so much. Young Cubans, not so much. I am sure that part of what Sanders is saying is what he believes. Look, a lot of people want to go to Cuba. A lot of people have been going to Cuba. Democratic presidents have made it easier. Republican presidents tend to make it a little bit harder. This is a big mistake, of course, because the Cubans could be a great asset to America. And with the Castro brothers gone, this is the time to do that. Nevertheless, Sanders is a man who thinks that principle comes before anything else in truth. And he says a good deal of what has been accomplished by Castro has been progressive. On the other hand, everybody knows that the guy was a tyrant, that people who disagreed with him were jailed. So Sanders does face some real pushback on this.
Your political observer, Alan Chartok. Thank you.
Thanks, David.